Ever wondered why most business ideas crash and burn? Pat Flynn discovered the answer after being laid off from his architecture job during the 2008 recession. Instead of spiraling into despair, he built multiple successful online businesses generating over $3.5 million. The secret? Proper validation before launch. Just like a paper airplane needs proper engineering to fly, business ideas need methodical testing before takeoff. Flynn's approach stands in stark contrast to the fail-fast mentality dominating startup culture. Success rarely comes from the first attempt. It's the result of careful iteration, learning from each failure, and making incremental improvements. The difference between a failed venture and a soaring success often comes down to this critical preparation phase where fundamentals are established and tested. True entrepreneurial success isn't measured in dollars, but in freedom, the ability to be present for family moments, work from anywhere, and build a life aligned with your deepest values. Before tackling business specifics, ensure your entrepreneurial journey aligns with your life goals. Flynn shares the story of James, who reached $20,000 monthly revenue, yet felt deeply unhappy because he never considered what would truly fulfill him. To avoid this trap, Flynn offers three exercises. The airport test asks you to imagine meeting a friend 5 years from now and telling them your life is amazing. Identifying what specifically makes it amazing across your four most important life categories creates a framework to evaluate business ideas. The history test examines past work experiences to uncover patterns about environments where you thrive. The shark bait test helps identify your unfair advantage. What makes you uniquely qualified to succeed with your specific business idea? These exercises ensure you're pursuing opportunities that leverage your strengths and align with your deeper life purpose. With your mission established, transform your business idea into a clear concept. Focus on validating your core idea before worrying about logos and business cards. Use mind mapping to organize your thoughts. Idea comes from the Greek word for seeing, so visual representation helps transform abstract thoughts into concrete plans. Begin with a 10-minute brain dump of all business-related thoughts. Organize them into visual clusters, strategically remove diluting elements, and finally distill your business concept into a single, clear sentence. Like pilots performing pre-flight checks, entrepreneurs must analyze their business environment before launch. Create a market map, a bird's-eye view of your business landscape, to identify competitors, influencers, and potential partners. Finding competitors actually validates that a market exists. By studying top players in your niche, you learn what works. Flynn noticed internet marketers rarely personalized emails and focused mainly on pitches with little value, allowing him to differentiate through personalization and value-first communications. Drawing on Kevin Kelly's 1,000 True Fans concept, Flynn explains that 1,000 dedicated fans spending $100 annually can generate $100,000 yearly. This shows why narrowing your target audience allows you to serve them better, connect more deeply, and face less competition. A business idea is fundamentally a solution to a customer's pain. The better you solve these pain points, the more successful your business becomes. Flynn's customer plan framework helps align your offering with audience needs through four elements: problems, language, anecdotes, and needs. Direct conversations yield the richest insights about problems. Ask questions like, "What frustrates you about topic?" or "What would you change with a magic wand?" Then dig deeper with follow-ups like, "How come?" to uncover underlying motivations. Understanding your target customer's language is essential for effective communication. Learn their specific vocabulary, questions, complaints, and search terms to create trust. Collect anecdotes, short, interesting stories from your audience to help you genuinely empathize with them. Finally, distinguish between customer needs and your business solution. A need represents what customers require to solve a problem, while your product becomes the mechanism to fulfill that requirement. For example, beginner fly fishers struggle with quickly retying flies when they lose them, with the underlying pain being lost fishing opportunities, revealing potential business opportunities in better fly tying skills or quick access to flies. Products and services function as elixirs, remedies for specific diseases affecting your target market. Like medicinal formulas, business solutions typically recombine existing elements in unique ways. Netflix exemplified this by combining DVD rentals with postal delivery, then later merging streaming technology with subscription services. Add an elixir column to your PLAN spreadsheet and develop potential solutions for each identified problem. Brainstorm multiple options, including digital and physical products, services, coaching programs, or hybrid offerings. Then select just one solution to test. Successful entrepreneurs validate one solution for one problem at a time. Give your chosen solution time to percolate throughout a normal day. This incubation period reveals your genuine emotional response while triggering creative thoughts. Next, create a focused mind map for your solution, then ruthlessly prune elements that don't directly address the specific pain point. Finally, condense your refined solution into one powerful sentence. Your solution helps target market, achieve desired outcome, by unique method or approach. This crystallized version becomes your North Star for future development. Like astronauts training in simulators, entrepreneurs should test ideas on a small scale before launch. Flynn's golden rule: listen to others, but trust your numbers. True validation requires action, not just interest, a lesson Flynn learned after losing $15,000 developing WordPress plugins without validation. His four-step validation process is simple. Get in front of an audience, hyper-target, share your solution, and ask for the transaction. Without an existing audience, speak at conferences, network at events, or use crowdfunding platforms. When engaging prospects, be transparent about validating an idea that isn't built yet. This builds trust rather than eroding it. The real validation test comes when asking for payment before building your product. Follow up immediately after presenting your solution, offer an early adopter discount, and include a pre-order link. For successful validation, aim for at least 10% of prospects to pre-order. This approach has worked for entrepreneurs across diverse fields, from Joey Korenman's animation courses to Jennifer Barcelo's yoga platform to Jared Robinson's PE workshops. As you prepare for launch, remember these five crucial elements. Break down large goals into manageable chunks and celebrate small wins like parents celebrating baby milestones. Get support from loved ones, entrepreneurs, and mastermind groups. Flynn credits these groups for providing accountability, feedback, and emotional support. Treat customers like people, not numbers, creating special moments that transform them into advocates. Keep your deeper purpose visible to help you persevere through challenges. Finally, enjoy the journey. Entrepreneurship is about the process as much as the destination. Finding joy makes obstacles more manageable. The only true failure is giving up. As Michael Cunningham wrote, "The secret of flight is this: you have to do it immediately, before your body realizes it is defying the laws. Your entrepreneurial wings are ready. It's time to fly."